everyone. Welcome to Yellowstone, the world's first national park. My name's Jen.
And I'm Eric.
Stay tuned because we have some great tips to help you plan your visit.
But first, let's take care of business. The entrance fee is $30, and that admits you to Yellowstone National Park for 7 days.
Now, if you've already paid the entrance fee, have your receipt ready. With that prepaid receipt, you can re-enter the park without being charged again.
You can get a Yellowstone annual pass for $60 or the interagency pass for $80. We have lots of other passes available too. Just ask at the entrance station for more information.
All of the information Eric and I are going to talk about is also available at our visitor centers, in our Yellowstone National Park app, which you can download at either iTunes or Google Play,
and in our park newspaper.
You'll get one of those as you drive in.
So let's talk about driving in Yellowstone. Park roads are often under construction, causing road closures, traffic, and delays.
But it's not only road construction that will slow you down. Wildlife jams are major sources of driving delays.
A wildlife jam is a traffic jam that happens when people stop or slow down to look at animals that are too close to the road.
And they can be a mess, so it's important to know what to do if you get caught up in one.
Keep your eyes on the road and do not stop in the middle of the road.
I do need you to move up the road, please. Thank you.
If you want to stop, find a pullout. These are the best places to watch and take pictures of animals. And if you can't find a pullout, you still have to park completely off the road.
Park so that your driver's side tires are beyond the white line at the side of the road.
The next thing we ask is please listen to the rangers out there. If they ask you to stay in your car, stay in your car.
Trust us. They know that everybody wants to get that perfect wildlife photo. They just want to help you get it in the safest way possible. Safest for you, for the animals.
And for other visitors. People from all over the world visit Yellowstone.
So if English isn't your first language, you can pick up foreign language translations of important park information at all our visitor centers. You can find information in Braille, large print, and audio descriptions too.
It's great to have such a diverse community of visitors.
And it's good to be loved.
It is good to be loved. But being loved by so many also means that people should expect crowds, traffic, and long lines, especially around some of the park's main attractions.
That's why we say, pack your patience. Be patient with yourself, your family, and the people around you.
And hey, a great way to dodge the crowds is by getting up early.
You'll have the benefit of enjoying a little bit of quiet time, as well as being out in the park when lots of animals are most active.
Or plan to take the less traveled path and explore beyond the main attractions.
We know that folks want to see everything Yellowstone has to offer, but there's something to be said for simplifying your visit. Take a hike, watch birds, or just relax at the river's edge.
Eric, you know all about relaxing at the river's edge, don't you?
I do. The river is gorgeous, and I love to fish.
So what do people need to know about fishing in Yellowstone?
Well, Yellowstone has some of the best fishing in the world, and you'll need a Yellowstone permit. You can get one at any visitor center, backcountry permit office, or general store inside the park. Make sure you read the fishing regulations, because they change depending on where you are and what you're fishing for.
If you plan to stay overnight in the park, you should know that it's illegal to camp or sleep overnight in roadside pullouts, picnic areas, or parking lots. Besides, you can't have a campfire in those places, so what fun is that?
Speaking of fun, we have all kinds of campfire programs, ranger-led tours, presentations, and kids' activities in the park.
So make use of our visitor centers, app, and park newspaper. These are all great options to help you plan your visit and learn how to stay safe. Now, let's talk about safety for a minute.
Safety point number one.
No selfies with wildlife. Seriously, don't do it. Yellowstone's chief ranger has more on that.
People often don't understand that the animals in Yellowstone are wild and unpredictable. People then sometimes get too close. And every year, people are injured when an animal becomes aggressive because of the person's close presence, or they're just spooked and trying to get away. People need to observe wildlife from a distance. Give them their space.
You must stay 100 yards or 91 meters away from wolves and bears.
That's basically the length of a football field.
Stay at least 25 yards or 23 meters away from all other animals, especially bison and elk.
Remember, 100 yards or 91 meters away from wolves and bears, 25 yards or 23 meters away from everything else.
Safety point number two.
What do you do if you encounter a bear? Well, this is Yellowstone's lead bear biologist talking about the best ways to stay safe in bear country.
I think it's important that people realize that in national parks, bears are still wild animals, and that, you know, even though the risk is pretty low, you should still take certain precautions. We recommend that when hiking in bear country, that everyone travel in groups of at least three or more. You know, be alert when you're hiking. And then when you're in blind spots along the trail, make some noise so that the bear's aware of your presence, and carry bear spray.
Bear spray has been shown to be over 90% effective in deterring bear attacks. And if we haven't convinced you yet, listen to what successful bear spray users have to say about it.
In late August or early September, myself and two of my coworkers were hiking. So we were being very vigilant with our yelling of "Hey bear."
Hey bear! Hey bear!
We were making a ton of noise. We were walking and heard some crashing nearby. So we immediately stopped, and the three of us pulled out our bear spray, and
about maybe 35 or 40 yards from us, we saw a sow grizzly bear standing on its legs looking towards us.
Usually when grizzly bears stand up, they're just trying to kind of assess the situation and see what they're dealing with.
The bear started running towards us.
She ran up and kind of maybe came within, I want to say 15 yards, and then spun around and ran back to her cubs.
She stopped after her bluff charge, stood up, looked at us again, kind of checked us out. And then came a second time. This time her body language was entirely different. She was running with her head close to the ground.
Her ears were back. She was focused.
She was maybe about 7 yards away or so, still coming full bore at us. All three of us unloaded most of our bear sprays on her.
Yeah, she took two steps into the cloud and made a 90-degree turn and ran out of there.
Yeah, carry bear spray. It works. I know plenty of people who've deployed it, and it worked.
It's easy to use, but there are a couple of tips to really perfect your technique. So if you have questions, look for one of us in the green and gray. We'll show you how to use it.
You can buy bear spray in the park, and it's available to rent at Canyon Village. So pick some up and make sure that you know how to use it.
And safety point number three.
In the park's geyser basins, please stay on the boardwalks and maintain trails at all times. The ground in these thermal areas is thin and fragile, and there might be boiling water or boiling mud right underneath it.
Thermal features are hot enough to burn you, and those burns can be serious or even fatal. It's easy to underestimate the power of this place, but it's still wild nature out there.
You're going to see exciting things here, but don't let that excitement lead to bad decisions.
If you do have an emergency, dial 911 from any telephone inside the park.
If you plan to use a cell phone or mobile device while you're here, please be aware that cell phone coverage and Wi-Fi connectivity is limited and can be extremely slow.
It's funny, isn't it? The National Park Service turns 100 this year, and yet this is still a place that you can get off the grid and feel like you can escape to an earlier time.
But even though this is our oldest park, we still have to deal with the modern-day challenges of managing one of the busiest parks in America. Here's our superintendent, Dan Wink, to explain how we try to find that balance.
Yellowstone is one of the nation's premier examples of preservation of natural resources and providing opportunities to visit and enjoy this incredible place. This place belongs to all of us, and not just us who are visiting here today, but future generations. We have a mission to preserve this place unimpaired for future generations, and to do that, we need your help. How you visit the park makes a difference.
You can be part of that by taking our visitor pledge.
That's on our website at go.nps.gov/Yellowstone Pledge.
Have a great time out there, and let us know how we can help.
Thanks for listening. And if you're just tuning in, don't go away. We'll be right back.